management process in New England. In particular, we seek to pay special tribute to those who have displayed outstanding commitment and contributions of time and energy and service to the council fishery management system. Ideally, if you could get your nominations to me by the end of February or early March, then we will work with the executive committee to decide the awardee. We'd like to make the award nomination at the April council meeting and the recognition at the April council meeting if possible. There's some additional guidance in our operations handbook on who qualifies and who does not qualify. So you might want to look at that, but please send your nominations to me.
Thank you very much. Anybody else from the council with any other business? I'm going to call up this gentleman now. He just wanted to add one additional minute to his discussion about hand gear. And I know, sir, you've talked about it a few times during the course of today, so if you can, you know, not repeat what was said earlier today, it would be helpful.
Oh, yeah, I know how to talk. Thank you for the opportunity. For some of you who don't know about the hand gear A, it's a rod and reel and tub trawl permit. But anyway, the survey we had a few years back, we went from, it was bad. There was not that many cod around, they were saying. So we went from 300 pounds of cod to 25 pounds of cod. So a lot of guys went out of work. A lot of us do this for a living. So that's what we do, a big part of making money. So they went out. A few of us are still hanging in there. So now, as I understand, the survey of the cod fishery was much better recently. And we will get an increase, I'm pretty sure. But I would like you guys to take a good look at the hand gear A. You know, it's a rare kind of fishery, you know. And, you know, I'm getting older now. I'm 71 years old. I'm not a kid anymore. So I got to get out of this stuff, you know. But I'd like to show what I've learned over the years. Some young kid take over my boat and keep doing this kind of fishery. You know, so I would like it. And ending this, I just want to ask you guys to take a good look at it, because we've been misrepresented. Nobody looks after us. We're all like dogs, all by ourselves. You know, and we don't group up together. We don't get together. So we expect you guys to take a look at it and help us out a little bit if you can, to give us a little more quarter if it's available, so we have an opportunity to make a little money to pay our bills and take care of ourselves. Thanks.
Thank you very much, sir. I think that concludes the business. Before I move to adjourn the meeting, I would like to recognize Mark Alexander for his over 10 years of service to the council. We're going to formally roast him and celebrate him at the April council meeting, but I wanted to give him the final word if he wanted to say a few words to conclude the meeting.
Sure. It's not over 10 years, just under 10 years, but anyway. Yeah, I want to. This has been a great experience working with everybody here. Faces have gradually changed over the years, but the work of the council, you know, goes on. I've really been impressed how everybody works together, even though there's quite often a difference of opinion. But things get done and made friends here, so it's been great. So thank you.
That concludes the council business, so we adjourn the meeting. Thank you very much for your participation.